20.5. EDE 01030420250540, audio. AORB. I know, these sketches seem a bit fanciful. I'm talking about the EDED60 and EDED61 here, but aside from weight, they address several issues. Let's start with the measurement of remaining propellant. Smaller volumes stored in smaller tanks offer advantages. Here, the number of tanks used minus the total number available gives us an accurate reference for the liquids available for the SSV. For the station's internal tanks, a staggered distribution of cylinders is also a safety feature for an entire space complex. In short, smaller volumes are distributed throughout the layout of this station. As we understand it, to move through space, one or more engine pulses are required. This implies short engine operating times. We believe this approach should be analyzed as a whole. At first, this seems far-fetched, but a bit like the engine in the film Flight of the Phoenix, using explosions in an internal combustion engine isn't so silly when you think about it. I still believe that small cylinders offer advantages over the movement of liquids within them. Let's try to segment the use of these tanks. 1. Tanks connected directly to the engines. 2. Drum tanks. 3. Full storage tanks. 4. Empty or nearly empty storage tanks. I know point 2 has probably piqued your curiosity. So, let's explain this point further. Smaller tanks require more frequent replacement than larger tanks. In a situation where rapid decision-making is required, this isn't the time to start pulling out your toolbox to supply space reactors with propellant. A rotation of single barrels offers an interesting alternative for replacing empty tanks. No, I'm not there yet. Automating a process offers advantages but also disadvantages. Manual mode is no exception. So how do we decide? Neither you nor I can decide that right now. Important elements have been laid out in these short paragraphs. Alternative modes may also be available. I'm thinking here of semi-automatic sequences and safety checks. These decisions cannot be made without involving the people who risk their lives for us. So, what should we do? Continue in research mode, exploring to the best of our knowledge what we can do for these people. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, kidnapped victims in September 2007. This April 3, 2025.